أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور سیز دی ٹرانسلیشن آف دس ورسز دیر از اللہ دیر از نن ادر وردی ٹو بی ورشپ ہی از ایور لیونگ اینڈ ہو از اسٹینڈز بائی ہم سیلف اینڈ سلمبر ڈز ناٹ ٹیک ہم نار دی سلیپ اینڈ ہی از سوورن ان دی ہیون اینڈ دی ارتھ اینڈ ہو از دیئر ٹو انٹرسیڈ ایکسپٹ وتھ ہز پرمیشن اینڈ نالج ہی نوز ایوری تھنگ وٹ از ان فرنٹ آف دیم اینڈ وٹ از بہائنڈ دیم and they cannot encompass his knowledge except what he wills. He is has the sovereignty over the heaven and the earth, and its care does not fatigue him, and he is great and exalted. this verse which I have just recited, Huzur says, as we know, this is commonly known as Ayatul Kursi, commonly it is known as such. In one hadith it is mentioned, which has been related by Hadrat Abu Huraira رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that there is always a peak point in everything, and the peak point in the Holy Quran is Suratul Baqarah. And in that Suratul Baqarah, the chapter of Baqarah, there is a verse which is the leader of all the verses of the Holy Quran. and that is this verse Ayatul Kursi. And this is also in one narration that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anybody who recites Suratul Baqarah 10 verses, then in the until morning the Satan will not enter his house. And one of those 10 verses is one this surat, this Ayatul Kursi. This statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only to this effect that we simply recite and sleep after that. The meaning of that is actually that this verse and the other verses, they should be recited with the utmost care, and people should ponder over it and try to find out their meanings. And then one should evaluate oneself, and one should see to what extent he is acting upon this verse, and to what extent there are noble and pious changes in him. And after the analysis, whatever situation transpires, he should decide after that these good things he should try to inculcate himself. Then this is something which will really keep a person away from Satan. And those 10 verses which are mentioned, the first 4 verses of these are, they are the first 4 verses are the first 4 verses of the Suratul Baqarah, and in which the life of a pure mu'min believer has been depicted. And one of the verse is Ayatul Kursi, and the 2 other verses along with it, in which the attributes of Allah Almighty have been mentioned. And then in Suratul Baqarah, the last 3 verses of Suratul Baqarah are there, in which the last verse of which of the 3, the explanation of that I gave in the last Friday sermon in the light of the commentary presented by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Although Ayatul Kursi subject is going to be mentioned, but the first 4 verses of Suratul Baqarah, which I referred earlier on, Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fihi Hudal Lil Muttaqin. Regarding this verse, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has whatever written by way of commentary, I would like to read out one quotation from that, which regarding the pious wording of the book of the of Allah Almighty, which guides us to this understanding of this pious book, and keeping in view these keeping in mind these points, the understanding of the whole Quran becomes easy, and one can understand it in a proper way. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that until you do not understand the 4 causes of, if they are not, the 4 conditions are not complete, then the book cannot be declared as complete. The Ilal Arabiya, what does it mean? It means that the 4 basic attributes are there. So what if these 4 attributes are complete, only then that book can be declared complete. And this is the reason Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that in these verses Allah Almighty has mentioned these Ilal Araba, and they are 4. The first is Ilal Faili, the second is Illat Madi, the third is Illat Suri, and the 4th is Illat Ghai. He says that these are at their best, all the 4 conditions. Regarding the first one, is Illat Faili refers to its perfection, and the meaning of that is Anallahu Alam Alif Lam Mim Anallahu Alam, that I, the Allah who knows everything, is the one who has revealed this book. So therefore, Allah Almighty is the one who has revealed this book. He is Illat Faili. Therefore, the subject The one who performs something is the greatest of every other person who does something. So therefore, the first statement to describe it, the perfect one, is mentioned in these opening words of this of the Holy Quran. Those who believe in it, they will not. There should be no fear or no inferiority complex should be there, and they should never suffer from any sense of inferiority, because this is the book from that Allah whose full conception of its full understanding of its full attribute is beyond the full comprehension of a person. And there is an open challenge. That open challenge has been given that you cannot bring even one chapter similar to the chapters of the Holy Quran, even if you call upon all your helpers to come and help you. So in any way, Huzur says, I can't go into the detail of this point, but in brief we can say that the Holy Quran is perfect because the one who has revealed it is complete, and he has got all the power and all the knowledge. And the second point which has been mentioned here is that illat maddi, that refers to zalik al kitabu, refers to this point that this is a book which based on the knowledge of Allah Almighty has come into being, and there is no doubt that the knowledge of Allah Almighty is the best of best as compared to any other knowledge, and there is no limit to my boundaries of my knowledge, and one cannot comprehend all that. Allah Almighty, with his complete and very vast knowledge, and some part of that he told us about that through this book revealed to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third thing which the Promised Messiah والسلام, has mentioned, that illat suri, the perfection of that is referred to with the wording la raiba fihi, that there this book is completely devoid of any mistake or any doubt in it, and there is no doubt in this fact that the book which has been written on the basis of the knowledge of Allah, that is unique in its quality of being completely free from all types of weakness or shortcoming, and it's the most perfect, most complete. And then further on he says that the purpose of its revelation, the objective of this one, the illat-e-ghai is referred to, it is said hudal lil muttaqin, that this book is a perfect guidance for the righteous people. And as far as the human nature requires the guidance, the maximum of that is obtained through this book. The guidance and full perception of Allah Almighty, there are various stages of that. So if people ponder over the teaching of the Holy Quran and they act upon that, then it opens up new ways of the full guidance and the full understanding about Allah Almighty. These are the four things. If we keep these points in front of us while we read the Holy Quran, and we have firm belief in that, and in order to understand the Holy Quran and to perceive it fully, it gives a lot of guidance and help to us. Now I explain Ayat-e Kursi to some extent. In this verse, Allah Almighty, in the subject of Allah Almighty being comprehensive and all-inclusive of all the attributes is mentioned. It begins with the name of Allah, which is the name of Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam says that Allah, which is the personal name of Allah Almighty, and which actually is the sum total of all the good attributes. It is said that this is the greatest word, Ism-e Azam. And the person who does not remember Allah at all, how can he benefit from this message of guidance? So when a person, he claims to be a true believer, then he has to believe Allah Almighty to be the fountainhead of all guidance and to be the one who encompasses and envelops all the attributes of Allah Almighty, and to the extent of the fullest comprehension of a human being. God Almighty is infinite and limitless, and when this belief would be there, then on every occasion Allah Almighty will be remembered by such people. Many people commit so many mistakes because of the fact, and commit sins because of this fact, or in discharging the responsibilities regarding Allah and the fellow beings. Sometimes the slackness is committed because of this reason, that people do not actually remember Allah Almighty at all times. People forget that Allah Almighty is watching over me each and every moment. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah Almighty addressing me told me that I should tell my community that those people who believe, and such a belief was there, that along with that there was no mixture of any worldly thought or thing, and that faith was completely pure from hypocrisy and deceit and deception, and that faith was not devoid of any standard of submission. They are the people who are beloved of Allah Almighty, they are the favorites of Allah. And Allah Almighty said that those are the people who are having their feet on the truth, firmly established on the truth. So this is the minimum requirement, minimum effort that we should do in believing our Allah, and to move further on to the path of progress. And this has been mentioned by the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this wording. In this verse, which in which Allah Almighty has begun like this, Allahu la ilaha illahu, that it is Allah, look at Allah, He is your, the one who is whom you worship, there is no one worthy of worship. And it has been explained that Allah Almighty has got all the attributes, and He has got all the might and power. And with this reference, He is the one who actually deserves to be worshipped, and all false gods should be thrown away, and one should avoid that, and one should entirely submit to Allah Almighty. He said that if you submit to that one God, then you will be able to get the blessings of the bounties of this life and the life to come. You can get substitute of all things, but there cannot be anybody who could be substitute for God. When He is like that, then it is foolish to leave this path and to go somewhere else. Or even if temporarily one should change one's priorities. An atheist can say this, that as I do not believe in God, therefore why I should submit to Him? But a Muslim, when he claims that La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and then he gives more importance to worldly means than God Almighty, then it is certainly it is his misfortune. Regarding this, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that that Allah, that God, there is no partner with Him, none other worthy of worship and obedience. And this has been said for this, because if He is not like that, then His might, then the might of some enemies could overpower the might of Allah. So in that case, this then Allah's status and His powers will be in a state of danger. And when it is said that there is none other than Allah who is worthy of worship, that describes that He is such a perfect, that His excellences, His attributes and qualities are so high that if from among those things which are present, if there is one God one has to select, or you have to think of the best or the highest attributes of Allah Almighty have to be thought, then all those lofty attributes of Allah Almighty, then they would be in that God which is the highest, the supreme. And there cannot be anyone who could be better than Him. And He is the one. It is utmost injustice, unjust to associate anybody in worship along with that God. The fear of Allah is created in the heart of a believer at that time when he keeps this, keeping this statement of the promised Messiah. He thinks that He is the one. That if you associate any partner of a lower one along with Allah Almighty, it is height of injustice. There are several things in front of us which we come across daily, and they are committed daily, in which unconsciously we set up partners with Allah Almighty and make them equal with Allah Almighty, and we are committing injustice by doing that. And we forget that Allah Almighty is our Rabb. He is the one who has created us, and His kingdom is spread all over all the heaven and the earth. Allah Almighty covers up our condition with His attributes. La ilaha illa anta inni kuntu min az-zalimin. That there is no other worthy of worship. You are the pure, and I am among those people who transgress. So, referring to this one, the true guidance to this, Allahu la ilaha illahu, that it is only that Allah who is worthy of worship in order to get to this right perception and to get the right guidance. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. That prayer is very important to be recited, and this should be recited again and again. And then Allah Almighty says that after mentioning this, that Allah Almighty is the one who is your worthy of worship and which should be worshipped. And He says that He is Al-Hayyul Qayyum, that He is ever living, and He is well established by itself, and He is not only self-subsistent, but He is also the one who gives life to others, and He is not only supported by Himself, but He is the one who gives support to each and everything in this universe. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that the literal meaning of that verse is that Allah Almighty is that Allah, and the one who is there by itself is the only one, and He is the only one who is having His position established by Himself, and everybody else is live because of the life given by Allah. And if somebody is established, then he is that is established because of the support given by Allah Almighty. So therefore, this attribute, a reference to this attribute that Allah Almighty is live and gives life to other, this reference has been given to the believers that under the influence of the worldly pressures, you should never be deceived in. And the promises that I have given to the believers, you have to have full faith in that. The life of your generations and their sustenance, that is connected with their link with me. And the sustenance of your community is also depending on this one. Under the situation, you should never ever think of depending on worldly resources and means. You go on worshipping me and always be inclined to me, submit to me. That is the source of your life. And this is the means of your staying forever. In one place, فَتَوَكَّلُ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبَّ بِحَمْدِ. And you have full trust in Allah Almighty, in that who is a living being and who gives life to other, and give support to other. And with his praise, you always go on glorifying Allah Almighty. So under the influence of the situation, a believer never runs into any doubt about the attributes of Allah Almighty. Rather, all these difficulties, they always bring him to this high and Qayyum and Qadir and Mujib God. These are the attributes. The living God who is self-established and the one who lives, listens to the prayer. And he, by saying La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wala nawm, he has mentioned that no, this idea should not come to any believer that Allah Almighty is sometime overtaken by slumber or sleep. Remember it, that the attributes of Allah Almighty, they are limitless and there is no weakness. No weakness takes him away from these attributes, and his abilities are not like human faculties, which at one time they are in need of some slumber and sleep and rest. Allah Almighty is the one who is the source of all might and powers. So therefore he does not stand in need of going to sleep, nor he gets tired, nor he undergoes the state of slumber, and nor he is in need that he should be ever unmindful of the needs of the people whom he has created. And according to other attributes of Allah Almighty, he sometimes puts his people into the state of trial, but this is also his announcement. He has also made the announcement that the real life of is of those people who lay down their lives in his way. They are ever living people. And when he announced this thing, that the community of my Prophet is going to be living, and they are the living community, then he also proved this point by saying that they are the living people and they are going to be dominant. And he said, Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ars, everything in the heaven and the earth that belongs to God. There should be no doubt or any sort of uncertainty about this matter to anyone, that Allah Almighty has said like this, and that means that me and my messengers, they are going to be dominant. How this is going to happen? Nobody should have any doubt about that. If you look at it worldly and look at the means that they have, and if you consider those, then of course this dominance looks very difficult or something which is too far beyond. But Allah Almighty told to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُولِي, that despite unfortunate, despite very difficult situations, you are going to be dominant. And similarly, the promise was given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave this promise. So in this age as well, this will come true, and Allah Almighty is already showing that by the grace of Allah. Although a person may think that how and in through what means this will happen, the apparent conditions, if you look at that, how this dominance will be there, or it might be sometime remote in the future, and full complete victory seems to be something too far away. But Allah Almighty says here that whatever is in the heaven and the earth, that is in the hand of Allah Almighty, that is under the control of Allah. He controls them all. So this earth and the heaven, without the, they are not without the owner. All the things in this world, that is actually in the full control of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is the one who is the possessor of limitless and fathomless qualities and attributes. He is always watching over this world, the life and death, and everything is in the hand of Allah Almighty. All the treasures of this world, the hidden or the open, they are in the hand of Allah Almighty. When that power has decided this one, that the community of my Prophet is going to be dominant, then no power of the world cannot in any way adversely affect this decree of Allah. Whether they are big powers or worldly powers may be there, or the so-called the leaders or representatives of religion may be there, the decision of Allah Almighty, the decree of Allah Almighty is definitely going to be there, and it has to be demonstrated. But Allah Almighty has made this point to the believers, that this dominance and the permanent life and the spiritual life, that will be granted to those people who would be having firm belief in this God Almighty, who has got all the good qualities in Him, and they are those who are always worshipping Him. So this is the responsibility today. Each and every Ahmadi is under this obligation, and to understand this is very important for each and every Ahmadi today. That manzallazi yashfau indahu illa bi'iznihi, that who is there who can intercede to Allah Almighty except with His permission. So intercession of anybody would not avail anything except that intercession where Allah Almighty has given the permission and the power. And in one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will given the permission and he will intercede. And what is the meaning of his being the intercessor? There are so many references in the basis of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has explained. In one place he says that the true intercessor is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who purified his people from all filth of worshipping idols and statues and made them a purified people. And when we find in a hadith that Allah Almighty with the permission of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede, then the intercession will be in favor of those people who will be purified from setting up partners with Allah Almighty, and those who would be trying their best to avoid the filth and the wrongdoings. And if there are some shorter, smaller weaknesses, if they have been committing those, then Allah Almighty, through this intercession, He would efface them and overlook them. In one place, the Promised Messiah has explained that this should not be taken in this way, that there is no meaning of intercession. We firmly believe that the intercession is certain and definite, and the Salli Alayhim Inna Salataka Sakanun Lahum is a proof of that. This is the philosophy of intercession, that this the passion for sin should die down, and this is the requirement that the life of sin, it should be completely die out, and the selfish ego and its passions for all those, they should become very cold, and as a result of that they do not commit any sin, and they start committing good things. And all these inner self ego and satanic passions, they cool down, and after that those people do not commit any sin, rather they start doing the good things, the good works. And in this subject of intercession, the actions have not been omitted, rather emphasis has been given on that. The subject of intercession has not totally omitted the action, rather emphasis has been given on that. And the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started from this very life, and it is linked with the good deeds. If the good actions are there, then it will bring the intercession, and it cannot be equated or compared with the atonement. In the philosophy of atonement, that encourages people to sin. And in this subject of intercession, people are more and more inclined towards good deeds and to believe in Allah Almighty and to perform the good deeds. And in this age, through this prayer, the knowledge of intercession this knowledge was given to the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salam says that the senior members of my Jamaat, they know that through my intercession, certain trials and difficulties in various ailments, they have been freed from various ailments through my intercession with the permission of Allah. But along with that, Allah Almighty has mentioned very clearly that Allah Almighty knows what is the truth about it. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ يَدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, that He knows what is in front of them and what is behind them. So therefore, our Allah is the knower of unseen. And therefore, such people who are committing open, flagrant sins, they do not have to do anything with intercession in this life nor in the life to come. This is what is explained in the Holy Quran. But then Allah Almighty, mentioning about the vastness of His knowledge, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ, that Allah Almighty has mentioned very clearly in this one that nobody can comprehend and encompass my knowledge, fully know it, so much so that even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the most beloved of Allah Almighty and about whom the believers are asked that if you want to have the love of Allah Almighty, then you follow this greatest my beloved, who is the greatest beloved of mine, and who was given with all the knowledges and all the light, and he was given the knowledge of the future things which were mentioned in the Holy Quran. They were revealed through him, and the full perception and understanding of that was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are certain things on those days the companions could not understand, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the full comprehension of that. But Allah Almighty says this is not the complete knowledge, but so far as my knowledge of the vastness of that knowledge is there, nobody can reach that. And similarly, Allah Almighty says those who are seeking after something, whether they are seeking after the spiritual ranks and positions, or whether the worldly knowledges, if they are in pursuit of that, the Allah Almighty shows them the new destinations. And more and more ways are open for them. And the advancement of sign is also a proof of the fact that Allah Almighty is the one who opens up the new ways of investigation for these people who are seeking after these advancement. And the vastness of the universe is so much, and so are the spiritual progresses, and there are so many things, and the knowledge, full knowledge of that, is beyond the human comprehension. And not only the being of Allah Almighty cannot be comprehended, even the creation of this universe cannot be fully comprehended by anyone. It is Allah Almighty, whenever He likes, He discloses some of its secrets to some people, or some knowledge is given to some people. And this thing again, once again, draws the attention of human beings towards Allah Almighty, and it should be like that. He is the sum total of all the attributes. وَسَيَا كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, His kingdom is spread all over the world and also in the heaven, and all the universes, and all the universes, He is the one who gives the life to all of them, and He covers everything. Your knowledge is limited. You are given the knowledge by God to the extent that you have progressed in this field and you have worked hard for it. To that degree you are given the knowledge. But this knowledge is only up to that, to whatever Allah Almighty wills, whatever He likes to give. So therefore, He is the one who deserves that one should always submit to those, and you should just throw away all other idols, because He is the one whose extent of His kingdom is spread all over the world. And not only spread over it, rather Allah Almighty has also taken upon Himself the protection of that, and He does not get tired of that. He is watching over everything, and this is such a vast arrangement that for human beings it is very difficult to comprehend the full extent of that. So Allah Almighty says that you turn around your eyes and see if you can find some fault in it, but your eyes will come back, your sight will come back, and it will come very weary and very tired, and you will not be able to find any fault. But Allah Almighty is the one who is running this whole universe, and He has been doing it since eternity, and without any slumber, without any tiredness, He is running the whole universe. Are these things do not draw your mind to the fact that this Allah Almighty, with the so expanded attributes, you should submit to Him and you should never ever transgress in aggression? And finally it says, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, that Allah Almighty is with the great honor, and He is the great, He is lofty. And for running the whole system, He does not stand in need of any help from anybody. So this is Allah, which is the Allah of Islam, the God of Islam, who is embodiment of all attributes and in all inclusive, and He is the one who deserves that He should be worshipped alone. Allah Almighty, grant us that perception and understanding through which we are able to recognize Allah Almighty, and we are always submit to Allah Almighty and worship Him alone. And we always believe Him to be all-inclusive in those attributes, a sum total of all the attributes of Allah Almighty, and we may be able to benefit from the excellence of all these attributes. Huzur says that after the Jummah, I am going to lead a certain janazah, and there are some sad news which I have to say. The first janazah is, first one is Mia Laik Ahmad Tariq Sahib, son of Muhammad Yaqub Sahib of Faisalabad, who was the mischief mongers. When he was coming back from his shop, they martyred him. When he was coming home, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, he was shot in his stomach and on his forehead. He was taken to the hospital at night, but he could not survive, and he got the status of Shahadat. He was 54 years old. This incident happened right in front of his house, and his son came on motorbike earlier than him, and he saw three men standing, and the son tried to telephone him, but he was coming in the car. When he slowed down his car at the speed breaker, then at that point these unfortunate people, they fired at him and hit him on the forehead, and they came close and fired again. So anyway, Allah Almighty exalt the status of this martyr, and Allah Almighty grant them solace and comfort to the people who has been survived. He was a Musi, and the great grandfather of his father was a companion of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to serve the community in various capacities. He had the honor. He was very loving, very kind. Among his relatives, his the survivors, his mother, 78 years old, and apart from the wife, three daughters and two sons he has left behind. One of his brother lives here. He told me that when he telephoned to the mother, that he could not control his passion, but the mother was very patient, and she said that, why are you losing your patience? I have the honor that I have become the mother of this martyr. So these are the types of the martyrs who, after joining the community of the Promised Messiah and doing the bath, and this is the good example that we see, as we see in the earlier part of Islam. And the second janazah is of Ghulam Mustafa, Assistant Inspector Police. He was 49 year old, and recently there was a bomb explosion in Lahore. In that building he also got martyred. Mumtaz Begum Sahiba, wife of Aliya Nisarama Sahib of Chennai, India. 30th May she passed away. She has left behind a minor girl. The opposition of Jamaat is very strong in that area. In St. Thomas Mount, there is a Muslim cemetery there, and the Ahmadis were burying their dead for the last 30 years there. And when they went to bury this lady, then the mullahs and they gathered and they said that this is the graveyard of the Muslims. We are not going to allow you to bury her here. Anyway, she was got buried there. But after that, some more people went there and they dig up the grave and threw out the dead body of this lady. And the police was there standing, looking at that, and they said that we couldn't do anything. In everywhere, in defaming the name of Islam, these so-called mullahs, who are the claimant of knowledge, they are actually the forefront. That is why the word ulama is so, the bad scholars is used regarding these people. So anyway, the police helped to get her buried in a separate graveyard. So I will be leading her janaza. And one is Mubarakah Begum, wife of Chaudhry Bashir Ahmad Sahib of Kharia. She was Chaudhry Munir Ahmad Sahib, our missionary in America, who runs the MTA station in America. She is the mother of him. She passed away recently. Her husband, he was in Merchant Navy and used to travel, and in the ship, wherever he went, he used to preach very diligently, and he was always carrying some literature with him, independent, and he also established some communities in some places. She was the wife of this man. And the next is Jafar Ahmad Khan, who is Nawab, son of Nawab Basim Ahmad Khan Sahib. He was physically disabled, but mentally he was very active. He was Musi, and he was one of my cousins. He was grandson of Sahibzadi Amtul Hafiz Begum Sahiba, and grandson of Sahibzada Mr. Sharif Ahmad. May Allah have mercy upon all these deceased people and exalt their station and give comfort and solace to all their members of the bereaved family. After the Namaz-e-Jumma, their Namaz-e-Janaza in absentia will be offered.
Alhamdulillah Alhamdulillah Namadu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'khiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر